my family friend and first grade teacher, Mrs. McCook. Right. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Sure. I guess one of my happiest memories is from adulthood, from just a couple of years ago. My daughter attended West Point Military Academy, and her the week of her graduation was really one of my happiest memories because it was just a culmination of so many things having gone right, between having her, having raised her, her doing such amazing things for her 4 years there, and then just being able to be there with her and celebrate all that she'd done. And we got to meet a lot of her professors. And it was just a beautiful week to just be together and celebrate.
That's amazing. Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Yes, this one was pretty easy for me, and it would have to be my paternal grandmother. So, her name was Beatrice Bugaya, and I spent a lot of time with her as a child. I would stay over her house almost every weekend. And she was just the best grandmother, and a very typical grandmother, in that she really spoiled me. She would make me whatever foods I wanted. She would take walks. I was a real horse lover, and she would take me to the horse farm and let me go feed the horses. And gosh, just so many memories, and she was just so consistently there, so consistently kind. And yeah, she really was a very important part of my childhood. And she even, a lot of people can't believe that she did this, but she would even let me cut her hair, because I just kind of thought she was cutting people's hair. So she would actually let me give her a haircut when I was like 8 or 9 years old. I couldn't believe that she would do that, but she did. She would let us drive with her. This was before car seats and everything, but she would let us just sit on her lap in the driver's seat and steer the car. And once we could steer and reach the pedals, she would let us do that. We used to go there for New Year's Eve every year, and we'd have a real, what we thought was a real, jamming time for New Year's Eve. We'd jump from her couch onto her beanbag chairs, which my parents would never allow. Yeah, so just so many happy memories. She was so devoted to us. Yeah, so she's definitely someone I will never forget.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I think I'd have to say just having a happy and successful family. Having been married for 25 years now, is a big success. And having two wonderful children who are happy and pursuing their interests and dreams. Yeah, and especially right now that it's Christmas time and we're going to be all together again for the first time in a long time. I'm very grateful that we're all happy and healthy together.
Where did you grow up and what was it like?
So I had kind of two parts to my childhood, and they were very similar and very different at the same time. I grew up in Connecticut, in rural Connecticut, in first in Coventry and then in Mansfield. My home in Coventry was very idyllic in my eyes. It was an old brick colonial, and it had, you know, a lot of quirks and a lot of charm. But even more important was the neighborhood that it was in. There were a lot of kids in our neighborhood, and also we had a beautiful large pond in the back of our property, and we could we would swim in the pond in the summer and fish. In the winter, we would skate, and it was so much fun. And we had, you know, other kids nearby in the neighborhood that would swim and skate and fish with us. We had the kind of neighborhood where kids just sort of flowed from one house to another. So you'd be in, you know, you go play in one person's backyard, and everybody would go play in another person's backyard. And my mom had an actual bell, and she would ring the bell at dinner time when it was time for us to come in from playing outside. And so that was just wonderful. And we lived there until I was about 9 years old. And at that time, my parents built a solar house in Mansfield, which is very modern and very different from the house in Coventry. And I was actually pretty unhappy with them that we moved from the house in Coventry to the house in. I felt like I just lost out on a lot of the stuff that I had enjoyed so much. But they, you know, the house in Coventry was very old. It was difficult to heat. You know, there were constantly repairs needed and everything like that. And also, the schools in Coventry, my parents felt, were not suitable. So to provide a better education for me and better energy efficiency and ease of care, you know, were some of the reasons that we moved. But I was pretty unhappy losing
But did you end up?
That's kind of a famous family story that, you know, I've never quite forgiven for making us move. But it is true that the schools were better in Mansfield, and you know, there were some advantages, but I was pretty put out for a while there.
But did you ever, like, was there anywhere you could go skating in Mansfield? Like, did you get some of those things back?
We actually did have a very small pond at the house in Mansfield, but it was very, it wasn't very good for skating. Like, it was very tiny, and it was filled with, like, a lot of weeds and plants and things, so the ice would never get very smooth. But, you know, there was a skating rink at the university where we would go occasionally, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't really about the skating per se. It was just kind of about the atmosphere.
Yeah. All right. What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
Yeah, I had to think about this one a little bit. And I wasn't a little kid. This was actually when I was a teenager, maybe about 14 or 15. And yeah, I still can't believe I did this. But I begged my parents to have some foreign exchange students come live with us. So we'll be able to relate to this. And at first it was just going to be one girl from Germany, but then it turned out that she had a sister who also was coming, who was supposed to stay with a different family, but her family didn't work out. So both sisters came to stay with us, you know, very much at my request. And it wasn't exactly how I thought it was going to be. I think the sisters were very close, and so it was a little harder for me to get to know them because they tended to, you know, just relate to each other a little bit more. And also I was just kind of a little bit shy and didn't quite know what to do with them. And so towards the end of their visit, it was New Year's Eve. And my boss, I was working at a horse farm at the time, and my boss invited me to spend New Year's Eve with her and her family, which was kind of a thrill to me because I really admired her. So I quickly said yes, that I would do that. And then when I called home to tell my mom that that's what my plan was to do, she was horrified because I had these two, you know, girls staying with us, and I was supposed to spend New Year's Eve with them. And so really was very rude and inconsiderate for me to just blow them off. So I just remember feeling very guilty about that decision and wondering how I could have been so thoughtless. That's just kind of stuck with me that I did that. I don't know. That I hope is very out of character.
I think it is pretty out of character. All right, this one's sort of, can you tell me one of your happiest childhood memories?
So I mentioned that I was very horse crazy as a child, and you know, was one of these kids who whenever we, you know, passed any kind of horse street was driving by in the car or any horse of any kind, I would get very excited and lucky and everything. So when we moved to Mansfield, there actually was a horse farm fairly nearby that gave riding lessons. So my parents enrolled me in that. And so I've been taking lessons for several years. And then one week there was a new horse at the horse farm that I took my lesson on. And after my lesson, my parents just kind of appeared out of nowhere, which was very unusual. And as the lesson was wrapping up, they told me that they had actually leased this horse for me to kind of have as my own for a little while. And that was just absolutely thrilling because, you know, I never thought that I would get a horse of my own. And yeah, it was really an incredible surprise to think that, you know, they had been working with my instructors to find the appropriate horse for me and arrange for me to kind of have him as my own for a little while. So that was very, very happy.
That's really nice. And then last one, do you have any favorite stories from work?
I do. I'm sure there are a lot. But one that really had sort of a very lasting emotional impact was that the teachers would all get together every other year and put on a variety show, which involved all different kinds of acts, you know, little comedy skits and music and things like that. And I think it was the most recent one, which actually was several years ago because various things have gotten in the way of us putting on a show. But the final number of the show was that the whole staff got together and sang the song Rainbow Connection from, I guess it's originally from the Muppets, but just the way that act was acted and the way we all came together, it just really felt pretty amazing to be feel so connected with the staff that I work with and feel like we were giving back to the community. And it was just one of those times when your heart really soars, like everything kind of goes right. So I found that very memorable, and I'm glad that we have done those kinds of shows, and I hope we can get back to doing them.
Yeah, I remember that one. It's really fun to watch because, like, you could see, like, all of our different teachers from over the years.
Yeah, I really feel so good that we all came together to do that.
I think that's it. So thank you for letting me interview you.
You're very welcome.
Hi.
Okay. bye.